Klaas Okenga, I'm Swine Marketing Manager for Boehringer Ingelheim Vetmedica.
What we were here to talk about is PCVAD specifically.
Correct.
Now, why don't you just give us an overview of this disease or diseases and how Boehringer Ingelheim has gotten involved in it?
Yeah, PCVAD stands for porcine circovirus associated diseases. It's a multiple, it's a multifactorial disease. Many variable cofactors can be involved. Always PCV2, porcine circovirus 2, needs to be associated for a disease to be a PCVAD. It's been a growing problem in the U.S. swine industry. It was a very big growing problem 4 or 5 years ago for the European pork industry. We saw a flare-up of it in the fall of 2004 in Canada, primarily Quebec. And it was understood as being a more virulent PRRS strain, but I think history and further developments has taught us that it's really a PCV2-associated disease. And because it's so increasing in importance for the U.S. pork industry, Boehringer Ingelheim has dedicated significant investments in finding a solution for pork producers, both in the U.S., Canada, and worldwide, really.
Well, what are some of the solutions that you're looking at this point?
Primarily what we're looking at right now is understanding how all the cofactors work together in really making PCVAD. We know PCV2 has been around for years. Basically 100% of the hogs, of the herds in the U.S. test PCV2 positive for serology. If you look at the blood values, it doesn't mean that they all have PCVAD. Fortunately, they don't. So what's really the trigger that made PCV2 a real pathogen, whereas in the past it was not a real pathogen at all? What makes it, a disease-causing factor? And we're working on that through doing all these magic cases that we discussed today with you, the editors, and all the veterinarians that were invited.
I guess with magic you've seen about 60 cases at this point in time. What are some of the things that you're finding out so far that you think might help you down the road to helping to solve this problem?
Most important cofactor is PRRS, porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome virus. We think when we can control the PRRS in pigs, could be a big contribution to alleviating the effects that PCV2 can have in growing pigs. So we identified PRRS as a huge cofactor. Also, Salmonella seems to be very prevalent in these cases. We're not sure if the high Salmonella gets caused by a reduction of immunity or whether Salmonella actually causes PCV2 to be more pathogenic. So we're trying to work on that. But with the magic projects, we find out all the cofactors. And we try to alleviate the effects of PCV2 by controlling the cofactors first before we have real good solutions to control the PCV2 by itself.
What about a vaccine?
Also, we stepped up the plate on developing vaccines. It's really a global development that we're entertaining. And we're very close to, getting a real product and getting federal approval for a vaccine, which could be, in the near future. Really, the vaccine is in development. It is with the regulatory authorities, so we can't really, say anything about it yet. We don't know what they're going to approve, so that's really all quite visionary. People are waiting for a vaccine, so we are very aware there is a customer need for a vaccine. You can control cofactors, but everybody wants to deal with the primary cause, and we're very aware of that, and we really push hard to get everything ready. The vaccine would be targeted at PCV2, so that it would be a PCV2 vaccine, because we'd like to call it a PCVAD vaccine, but it's not. Technically, that's not correct. You make a vaccine based off a PCV2 antigen.